You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.
You know, I know you have experience with this. You ever been in the gym?
No!
I was at the gym today, and somebody kept farting.
Oh, no.
I smelt the most horrendous gas that I've ever smelt in my life two times on both ends of the gymnasium.
Not nice.
And I think that somebody was doing the fart terror. They were a fart terrorist. Essentially,
like doing it for, on
doing
purpose?
It on purpose.
Oh, that's not nice.
And it was those protein powder beefers,
too. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so... First of all, I'm on one end, down towards the water fountain, getting a little drink. I think they intentionally let one off near the water fountain.
Son of a bitch.
And I saw some guy sipping on something, and he kind of peeked out of the corner of his eye as I was walking up. And I think it was this dude.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Literally. Yeah, I think it was him, and then it hit me, and then I just went, whoa, and got a quick drink, and then bolted to the other end of the gym. Then I'm on the freaking rowing machine.
Oh, no.
Oh, going and going, and all of a sudden, a waft. I can feel the heat on the back of my neck.
Oh, yeah.
And it just wafts in my peripheral, and then there's a lady doing the, what's that? The
elliptical
machine next to me, so that wind is like cycling it right in my face.
God.
I'm going, I don't know. Is anybody's eyes watering?
What if it was her?
I don't think it was her, but I suppose it's possible.
That'd be great.
It felt like it came, because she was next to me. It felt like it came from behind. Like somebody wafted and did a
Why didn't you just stand up and go, who's busting ass around here?
Dude, it was so bad that I almost did. I'm pretty sure I did one of these. I had my headphones in, but I'm pretty sure I went, whoa. I was rowing. And I just looked straight ahead. But man, it was an experience, a very negative experience.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
That's awful. I understand now. Potentially, it was an accident because you're lifting heavy things. You're moving around, and you drink protein powder. A lot of those guys are huge and buff in there, and they're sipping on some concoctions. Who knows what they are?
Yeah, kombucha or some crap.
Yeah, maybe just some sort of protein thing.
Nerds.
So and your farts do reek when you're into fitness like that. You put a lot of supplements in your body, and it makes you smell. So sometimes it does happen. It just seems odd that it would happen twice on both ends of the gym.
I don't know. If somebody's gassy, it seems to, it doesn't just happen once. I know when I'm gassy, I can rip them for a while until I go make a two.
Yeah, but I was going to say that you should just go home, but if you're really into the gym, then you're like, I have to get this done. Well, I have to be in the gym.
Plus, people are inconsiderate jerk-offs. You know what
exactly,
I mean? You
think
they care about you?
I have to do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Look, I got to get in leg day. You guys just smell my whole entire butthole.
Oh, man, it was stinky.
That's why I don't go to those places, too.
And I think I'm traumatized and think that it's on purpose. Maybe it wasn't. But I think it's on purpose because I had this experience with a buddy of mine who used to do it on purpose.
Right.
He used to drink, his protein powders and then go drop gassers in the gym.
Not nice.
I remember a particular time at the Morton Plant Health Center in Clearwater, Florida, downtown Clearwater. We're lifting weights. We're doing our thing. And I could see him lifting the dumbbells and he's starting to smile a little bit, doing one of those. And I go, and I left.
Yeah.
I left. I knew what it was, and I left immediately. And there was this old Scottish man that was walking around the track, inside track of the gym. And he happened to catch a whiff, and I just hear this Scottish man from pretty far away go, "Dear God, that stinks!" And it was one of the funniest times. But that's what I'm saying. It's possible that somebody was a fart terrorist and gassing people out on purpose because they thought it was funny. Because it is funny. It's also an awful thing to do to people.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
They're a member of Asses.
Yeah.
I'll be here all week, folks.
Yeah.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Make sure you're calling us, hitting us up. Also, social media, baby. Somebody will be a top tweet at the end of the show when we do our shout-outs. It could be you. All you got to do is send your shout-outs on Twitter at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man, #bholes, #firedasses on all your tweets. And we will pick the one that we find usually the funniest is the winner. So that's the way you win. You get to our funny bone. I mean, you could win another way, but I don't know, exactly how that will be, So
there was some good. The winner last night was Jessica's Crazy Patty Photoshop.
Pretty good.
That was great. And then there was one, I don't know if you saw it, in the comments of the Facebook post that somebody made her Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, no.
Which was really good, too. I think I'm going to take both those. I think it was Scott who did that one.
Nice.
I have to double check, but I'll give him credit in the post. I'm going to put them on Instagram, the two Photoshop posts.
Nice.
Crazy Patty. I got to put those pictures back in the mail to her tomorrow.
Yeah.
To remind me. Send me a text.
Her only wedding pictures.
Yeah, she just sent them in the mail.
Also, the Johnny B. Show FanDuel tourney should be just about filled up. I think we only got a couple spots left
and
of the whole 20.
This time, right?
Yeah.
Let's try 25 next week.
The most you can do is 20.
20. All right. Awesome. I know.
Well, we could do two leagues maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, no one's good.
I don't know, man. I like 20, though. It's pretty good. So, I mean, I ran away with it last week, the 16-player one. So looking forward to this week. It's a lot of fun, man. Something to, you know, to keep you interested in the games that you normally wouldn't be interested in and all that jive. So, yeah, it'll be fun. I kind of like my team this week.
Mine I don't like at all. But I have a feeling I did it when we were doing the show, so I'm going to move mine around quite a bit, I would imagine. There's only two spots left right now.
Okay.
Two spots left.
We have till Sunday. Jeez, that's
good. We have till Sunday.
Lock it up tonight, baby.
Yeah, get it in. $90 in prizes.
Maybe I'll do this. If we fill it up like tonight, maybe I'll do like a 10-player $10. We'll call it like the Johnny B. Show Elite Tourney. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, rich for my blood.
$10?
Yeah, man.
Come on, Will.
I got a bachelor party next month. I got to save every penny.
Oh, whoopee-doo.
I'm not bragging. I don't want to go.
I'm not bragging.
I don't even want to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't now.
I have to, though.
Under your circumstances, I'd be like, I'd be angry the entire time, you know, that I was there. And for people that don't know, Will was forced to get the vaccine just to go to this damn bachelor party.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's going to be a blast, and alcohol is going to be involved, and I love alcohol, so, you know, it's going to be fun,
yeah.
I'm sure, but yeah, it's a little intimidating just to keep up with these rich asswipes and the things that they're going to want to do and see. And I'm trying to set aside money for Harrah's, the casino.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible gambler. Love it, though.
I've done so well at that particular casino, like really, really well.
What's the game where you have the best odds?
Best.
I know you don't have odds are never in your favor at a casino.
Best odds, blackjack.
I stink at blackjack. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Not good at it at all.
Yeah. Well, then you should just not. You know what I mean?
But I have to. I'm not going to go to a casino and stand there.
Just play some cheap slot machines or something.
Yeah.
Or play some roulette, you know. I don't know
how to play roulette.
You don't have to. You're just putting stuff on numbers and hope that the ball lands on the right spot.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that either. Well, here's what I think I told you this before. I have a unreasonable that I know is not real theory.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a theory that if you go to the high roller slots and you put in, you know, those are typically the one I'm thinking of is $100 a pull.
Damn.
If you pull that lever, they're going to throw you something.
Meh.
I had this experience one time.
All right.
When I was a younger man, and I had my student loan check, and I had $5,000.
Oh, no.
I cashed it, and I had $5,000, and I took my girlfriend at the time out and took her shopping and took me shopping. You know, I had some drinks at lunch.
You're
got
rich.
Lunch. Yeah, I'm rich. I felt like a baller.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, really. I had $5,000. And you know, alcohol is still going. We're at the mall drinking, and we decided to go to the casino. Mm. And I did this, and I was very intoxicated.
Oh, boy.
And thank God she was there, because that's what happened. I was just like, screw it. And I put $1,000 into the machine.
Oh.
And I hit like a ding-ding. Like the machine did one of those.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just keep pushing buttons. And she went, whoa, 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 stop, stop, stop. And I'm like, what? She goes, 7 credits. 7 credits times 100, that's $700.
Yeah.
So, and that was pretty quick. That was like pull 3 or something. So I made like $500
right
on the slot machine. So I just cashed out, and that paid for pretty much the whole day of buying stuff. So I think that they will do that, because don't they always throw you a little bit of a bone to keep you playing?
I mean, there's theories on it, but I don't know. I really don't know. I know every casino has their, depending on what state and what kind of regulations they have, like, you know, like New Jersey, Vegas, a lot of the, I know they have a gaming commission where legally they have to pay out a certain percentage back to the players. It might be 97%, might be 96%. So depending on what state you're in and what the gaming commission regulates, you have better odds. I know Florida, it's always been horrible because, you know, it's you know, sovereign land where the casinos are, so they could just set the percentages at whatever they want. So,
but this is where it was. My experience was the local one here.
I think you just got super lucky. So I don't know.
I want to test the theory, but I'm also terrified.
Well, if you're in New Orleans, just do this. If you just want to go balls out, take all your money, your disposable income that you have for the trip, and just put it on red or black on one spin of roulette. And
that's the best odds, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, it could come up like there's two spots that are green.
Yeah.
But most likely you're like 48% to hit red or black. So it's like a coin toss.
Yeah.
So I've seen people do that. I've seen people, I've went on trips with people to Vegas where they go, yeah, I got $2,000 on me. I'm putting $1,800 on black when we get there. And I'll have $200 to eat on for the week if I don't win. I'll just be eating McDonald's all week, and they hit and they won, and then they had $1,800 free dollars to just enjoy the week with. And I was like, oh man, that was ballsy, but it worked.
See, I like the idea of at least delaying my heartache,
right?
A little bit. Losing 100 at a time is devastating.
You know what my dumb brother did one time? My little brother. We took a trip to Vegas, and while we were waiting to get our rental car in the airport, when we arrived, he blew all of his money in a slot machine at the airport.
The airport
was broke.
Oh, what a idiot.
Because he knew I was balling then. We were both making really, really good money. Mm-hmm. But he only took a certain amount of money and he blew it all. He thought it'd be cute. And so I had to front this guy the entire trip. I had to loan him money every single day until we got back home, and he paid me when we got home. You know, because this is way back. Like, he didn't even have, you know, everything was pretty much cash back then. You know, he didn't have money in the bank to get, you know, to go to an ATM and give it to me or anything.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, man, I just blew $5,000 while we were waiting on our rental car. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Man.
He's like, how much you got on you? I'm like, 10? He's like, I might need to borrow some money. So every day I'm giving this guy
$10?
I had $10,000 on me. $10,000. That was the old days when I was playing poker for a living, really.
Yeah.
So, I went there to play a couple tournaments and stuff. And, And I'm just in there throwing this guy $1,000 at a time to keep him alive while we were there for 6 days.
Man.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. That's I have a feeling that, I know for a fact, sorry, not a feeling, that I probably will lose $1,000 either way.
Oh, well.
It's not well. I mean,
come on. You only live once, Will.
Well, this is the thing, though. I'm planning for it. But if I just did it in one quick, you know, pop, red or black, and they're like, I'm 1,000 on black. It's red. And then I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I just have to stand there the rest of the night while these rich ass wipes are, you know, throwing around hundies and doing their thing.
Yeah.
That's going to just kill me. But if I hit for $1,000 right away, that pays for my weekend, and I'm going to be a very happy camper.
Exactly. There you go.
Man, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
Though, man. And for me, my gambling history is...
This is Original 102.5 The Bone On Demand Audio.